This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by two really cool folks. We're going to begin by chatting with a gentleman who has had many entrepreneurial ventures in his day. He has founded a number of automotive websites, and he's got a brand new one that he's going to be telling us all about momentarily. Also coming up a little later on in this hour, we'll be joined by one of our regular contributors, Don Jones, the old car guy himself, will be stepping on up to the microphone, and I know he's getting out there and doing some traveling and looking for fire trucks and tanks and all kinds of unusual vehicles, plus, of course, American Muscle and everything in between. Along the way, we're going to take your telephone calls. Here's the number. It's toll-free, so feel free at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, very simply, bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. Hopefully that one's working, but if it's not, you can always use bob@boblongradio.com. We love to play trivia here on the show. Auto World's actually been on the air since 1992. It's been in this time slot, this exact time right now that you're hearing me, if you're listening to us live, since 1995. That is a long time. I've been snooping around the internet looking at some of the other automotive radio programs that used to be. A lot of them have gone away. A lot of them have drifted onto into blogs and podcasts and stuff like that. But we are here, and we hope to be here for another 25 or 30 years. That's what I'm hoping. Let's throw out a trivia question to get things started, and we'll make it a relatively easy trivia question here. Okay. Why don't we throw this question out? Rolls-Royce, of course, is now owned not by a British company, but a German company. Rolls-Royce is actually owned by BMW these days. But there was a time back in the early 1900s that Rolls-Royces were actually made in a state here in the good old U.S. of A. It wasn't for long, and I'll give you a hint. It was in the Northeast. Where did they produce introduce Rolls-Royce vehicles in the early 1920s for a short time, in the early part of 19-teens, 20s, 30s, in that general vicinity. When did they, whereabouts did they produce them? That's the question. Whoever gets the question right, good news. We got a prize for you from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Warren Tracy will send you something really cool. Speaking of really cool, let's welcome a gentleman who for many, many years was the keeper of my website, AutoWorldRadio.com. And who knows, maybe he'll be taking that role over again. You never know in this business, but he's got a brand new website, relatively new. I know he launched it a while back, but we haven't had a chance to talk about it. So the name of the website is called Wheeled Planet, and the name of the gentleman is Ken Zvokal. Ken, thanks so much for your time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing real good, Bob. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. I congratulate you on the launch of Wheeled Planet. For those who might be familiar with the program for many, many years, not only did Ken take care of my website, but he had the website AutoGeek.com. And what happened was you decided to kind of merge forces together with the folks at AutoGeek.net, who for a long time you had a relationship with, but they came along and I understand made you an offer you couldn't refuse.
Yeah, that's right. And it was kind of that time, some of the technology that we were using on AutoGeek.com had been some old school web stuff, and we knew it was time to do a rewrite, so we just kind of took advantage of their offer for them to take over the domain, and kind of took our time and rebuilt from the ground up Wheeled Planet, and just decided the time was right. So now we've got the new site out there with some new technology behind the scenes, so we're ready to go again.
Great. It is the Internet's largest gathering of automotive and motorcycle enthusiasts. I know you pride yourself in gathering up information from clubs, and not only car clubs, but truck clubs, motorcycle clubs. About how many do you have listed on the site from around the globe?
Right now we have about 2,500 clubs listed. And kind of the thing that we're doing right now is we're kind of doing our club drive. So we're going through our listings, make sure everyone's up to date, and we have good contact information for everyone. And then we've also gathered about another 300 to 350 car clubs that we're going to add to the database probably here in the next week. They're going to start sliding in there. As we update, we want to make sure we don't have a lot of duplicates in there. So we're kind of hand-looking at all those entries and making sure we have good stuff out there. And got a search facility so that you can go in there, you can search by state if there's a particular type of club you're looking for, like you mentioned, a motorcycle club or a Ford Mustang club or a Corvette club. You can search for that and kind of zero in on people that have the same interest as you.
And you always have done a wonderful job with events and telling folks all around the country in their local area where there are shows and cruise-ins and swap meets, and you continue that here at Wheeled Planet. Tell our listeners all across North America and around the world about this events calendar.
Yeah, this is one of the things, especially on the news site, that was we spent a lot of time working on the search, being able to go in there and find stuff based on how far away it is from you. And again, just like the clubs, you can look for specific types of shows or swap meets. But right now, I think we're at close to 700 events on there. And I know the site's really taken off here. You can always tell when spring comes because my email's been blowing up. People send it, and you get these events listed, and we're working through those emails and getting them posted in there. But one of the big features of this site is just the events listing and just the ease that you should be able to go in there and find any type of event that you're looking for, and you can search by distance from your zip code. So, you know, put in your zip code, you can say, I want to see all the events that are within 150 miles. You can put that in there, and it's going to give you the events in that radius that you're looking for, so you can kind of stay close. close to home if you're looking for, or if you're looking for a particular area, you know you're going to be traveling out to California, down to Florida. You can search in those areas, too, and find out what car show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention, this is an important message for anyone who has taken the prescription blood thinner Xarelto. In 2012, the Institute for Safe Medication Practices reported 2,081 injury cases and 151 deaths attributed to Xarelto use within its first year of release. Xarelto is a prescription blood thinner used to reduce the risk of blood clots and stroke. Dangerous side effects have been discovered, which have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call Xarelto Help now at 800-224-0660. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and experienced internal bleeding or were hospitalized for a serious bleeding event, don't fight this alone. Call 800-224-0660 now to see if you may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim, so call 800-224-0660. Xarelto Help Now lines are open. Call 800-224-0660. That's 800-224-0660. 800-224-0660.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
The name of the program is indeed Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and we've got an exciting hour straight ahead with you. We're going to be visiting with the founder and CEO of theoldcarguys.com, Don Jones, is going to be telling us about a very special vehicle. Telephone-wise, you can call us up with any questions. We welcome those at 855 660-4261 via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, let's go to St. Louis, Missouri, and welcome one of our regular contributors. As I mentioned, he is the founder and CEO of theoldcarguys.com. Don, welcome to the broadcast. How you doing?
I'm doing real well. Just back from a big 2 weeks of traveling around the state and looking at old cars and finding some really neat stuff. And I got one in particular I'll share with you a little bit. But how you been doing, buddy?
Doing okay. I mean, thankfully, the hurricane down here in Florida was a lot less than it was supposed to be, but did take a long journey to get out of harm's way, so to speak. A drive that would normally take about 5 hours took us 12 hours because millions of people left their homes because they were drumming it up.
Yeah, I talked to my daughter down in Fort Myers. She said it pretty well skirted her all together. I talked to folks over at Don Garlitz because we'll be down there in about, 3 or 4 weeks. And I was wondering if they were getting flooded out. But they said it was raining hard, but the worst of the storm was more towards Jacksonville. So that's a wonderful state you're in down there, but it's odd compared to up here in the Midwest and the way the weather acts up there with both against those coastlines. They seem to be counterbalancing one another on keeping the bad weather out of the interior of the state.
Yeah, and that's the one thing I always say about to my neck of the woods, Orlando. Walt Disney, when he purchased this property to build this really kind of almost state within a state called Disney, that there, he owns so much property. I mean, he had a choice of many different locales, but I think being the smart man that he was, he chose Orlando because historically we don't get hit by the heavy hurricanes. It's usually the coasts.
Yeah. That's the way it looks. But going back to what we've been doing, we were down in southern Missouri. We picked up another salvage yard down there. Visited an old friend at a yard over around West Plains. They won't sign with us, but he does have a couple of nice ambulances that will help him settle. And then we, out of the blue, we got a call from a fellow up in northern Illinois that we talked to a few years ago.
No kidding. And I understand this is a great story. It's an incredibly rare car this gentleman in northern Illinois called you about.
Right. Yeah, it's a car. It's a 1935 Harris front-wheel drive Speedster. Created by a fellow by the name of Benjamin Harris, back obviously in that time range, 34, 35, 36. And it was like a super futuristic car. We'd actually talked to this fellow a couple years ago and went up and shot the car and tried to find him some help with it, but we just weren't as well established back then as we are now. And he's given us another chance to see if we can do something for him.
Well, that certainly makes a lot of sense. And in the past, you went up there when you were pursuing your television series. And this seems like the type of vehicle, the type of car that would warrant some significant television time.
I think so. You know, looking at some of the programs that have been out, when they find rare cars or unusual cars, I think this is definitely a ride in there. This fellow, Ben Harris, was basically well beyond his time when it came to designing this car. To give you some examples, I put some pictures up on my website of the car and also of a Bugatti, I think a 28 Bugatti, and I just found one of about a 35, 36 Bugatti. And these cars, particularly in the 30s, were more round looking with the horsepower type of grills, where Harris had something that was lower to the ground. It only had about 6 inches of ground clearance. And a mid-car cockpit, and just had features on it that were well ahead of any other car that would be on the road for the next 20 years or more.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even the fact that it was front-wheel drive, I know the Cord was a front-wheel drive vehicle as well, but they were few and far between. Just about everything was rear-wheel drive only.
Exactly. I think some of the other firsts on it were the use of hinged headlights, a hinged hood. It's a one-of-a-kind engine. It was the first car to use a certain type of DuPont paint. I think it was called Metallica. It used some components off of Chrysler's in the brakes. There was some use of Ford parts in the car. And it had a one-of-a-kind, or maybe actually, I'm saying one-of-a-kind, but as I understand it, it might have been one of two engines that were created just by a machine shop, really. So it had the first V8 engine with dual cams and dual distributors, dual carburetors. And it's just a fantastic engine, and it was able to power this car fast enough to win races of its day.
That's very cool. Also, in the suspension department, I understand Don way ahead of its time with an independent suspension, which was not very common back then.
No, it wasn't. I think I might have posted a few pictures up on our Facebook of the suspension. And I've got to back up a little bit too, Bob, and say that right now the owner of the car is very, very security conscious or privacy conscious, like keeping the information on what I can talk about on the radio and what I can get out to the public. He's very concerned also that if I say anything incorrect about the car, that it would take the reputation of what he wants to do, and of course the builders of the car. So if I seem to be a little vague and not really giving all the information I usually give, it's because of his concerns. And as he gives me permission later on, I'll go ahead and share this information with you. And really, I want to make sure that I'm 100% correct when I do share that information. You know how sometimes you can read an article or you put together research and you can find two vastly different opinions on a piece of automotive history. So I definitely want to make sure I do this one right.
Well, that certainly makes a lot of sense to me, and we certainly respect the gentleman's privacy, especially at this point in time. Speaking of points in time, we're going to take a pit stop for some important messages, and when we come back, we'll talk about some of the other futuristic features of the Harris Speedster from 1935, and we'll find out about some of the people involved with this project. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
We're back with Don Jones, the founder, CEO, president of theoldcarguys.com. We're telling you the story of the 1935 Harris Speedster 2. And as Don was pointing out, this vehicle had a lot of futuristic features, to say the least. Number one, front wheel drive, and that alone is something quite unique for this particular era of vehicle. And the front wheel drive, pop up headlights, pop up open gas caps, pop up open front hinged hood, and they were all controlled by the cockpit. So that was way ahead of its time. I understand that this vehicle actually had a special invitation to appear at the 1936 Chicago International Auto Show.
Yeah, that's correct. It was basically displayed on a rotating pedestal. And that really kind of kicked off a couple of decades where this car was a feature vehicle at a lot of these car shows in races around the country. There's a couple of pictures that we have of movie stars, including Marilyn Monroe, being posed in the car. And I think her pictures, of course, are probably out of the 50s. But the technology of the car, even if it came out of the mid-1930s, other manufacturers really weren't catching up to it until about the 1950s. It made such a splash, I guess, in the automotive world that even Russian magazines wanted to put it in their publications, and people from Saudi Arabia were offering to buy this thing. let me see if I can kind of draw a mental picture of what this car looked like for our audience. And I guess if you had to look at anything, it would probably be a more modern type of, maybe a Corvette. By that I mean it was low to the ground. It probably, the top of the body was probably in the neighborhood of about 24 inches to 30 inches above the ground. Mid cockpit for the car, engine was in front. It was front wheel drive. And the head rest for the driver was a bit of a, like a, it protruded from the body of the car, but it swept back into a wing. So the car looked like it could have had wings on it and then flown off the street. It had very, very small tires, about 11 inch, I believe. And of course, like I mentioned before, it only cleared about 6 inches. The bottom of the car was actually enclosed also to keep the draft from lifting the car. And car weighed about 1,600 pounds, and it was built on what they call a birdcage. By that I mean it had a regular frame, but the support for the body itself was more of like tubular steel. And it quite resembled a birdcage, and of course the body of the car was the skin over this birdcage or the skeleton. Kind of a rounded, flat air intake in the front. It had a horizontal radiator that really wasn't seen on automobiles, I think, probably until the 2000s. It used a three-speed transmission, and it was the first time that a car used these, like, the short hub shafts from the differential to the wheels in order to power the front wheel. I think the original color was probably a metallic silver. Later on, I think they painted it yellow. And then by the time it reached its tenure in the museum, it was a maroon tech paint job on it. But there's just a laundry list of about 15 different one-of-a-kind things that were on this car, and we'll be sharing more of those first as I'm allowed to.
It sounds fascinating, Don, and as you pointed out, very aerodynamic for its time. And again, tell our listeners a little bit about the seating arrangement. It sounds like you're describing one of the modern-day supercars that came out in the 1990s called the McLaren F1, in which the driver was seated in the middle of the car. So am I to understand that the driver is not seated on the left side or the right side, is more in the center?
That's correct. More of a more like a race car, even though it didn't have that round arrow shape. It was wider, it was mid car cockpit type of arrangement. Driver's head stuck out all over the body. There was a windshield in back, and of course that headrest had been in back. It would look like something that might have been in a Buck Rogers movie from back in the day. Just a fascinating looking car. And I could kind of understand how the current owner was just awed by it when he found it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, talk about a great find. And I understand that some other media outlets have done pieces on the story. Hemmings Motor News, as well as the History Channel show American Pickers. Tell us about that.
Right. I guess it was in early 2015, the Pickers came down and did an episode at his location, and he allowed them to take some pictures of the car. And there is an episode, and as I understand, it's one of the most watched episodes of that year for the Pickers. And I heard a rumor that I can't really verify yet, but they might have taken extra footage to create a second episode or a revisit down here. And I'm sure we catch fire with our drumming up excitement for the car. They might, in fact, be down here. And so it's been in Pickers, and there was some talk of maybe doing other things besides Pickers with the car, but right now he's talking to the old car guys.
That's great. And I know there's an awful lot of things that you can't tell us about the vehicle, but let's talk about some of the things that you can talk about. And one of the fascinating parts of this 1935 Harris Speedster, too, is the fact that many car designers going back to this era, they actually used parts from their bins and actually borrowed or stole designs from other manufacturers. Tell us, number one, the name of the designer of this vehicle and if he did indeed follow suit.
There was a lot of interaction between the different designers that may had an input to the car. And, of course, there's Mr. Harris himself. And his best friend was a guy by the name of Gordon Ewling, I think his last name is pronounced. And Mr. Ewling basically was instrumental in design of the Court Sportsman. And he also worked on a famous Auburn Speedster. There was a fellow that studied under him by the name of Alex Tremulous, I believe, who had design inputs to the Tucker. And then you have the people that weren't exactly involved in the design of the car, but they were friends of these guys. For instance, I think Barry's Ben's roommate at Harvard was a guy by the name of Barry Goldwater. I don't know if the audience has ever heard of this guy, but I hear he's kind of famous and might have even ran for president a couple of decades ago. And then there's another fellow that created a company called Polaroid, a guy by the name of Land, and he was instrumental in developing a self-developing film, and I headed up Polaroid for like 42 years during his heyday.
That's great. Hold that thought, Don. When we come back on the other side, more with Don Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-268-4205. 800-268-4205.
Fender, an iconic brand with some of the greatest instruments in history. And going on now at Guitar Center, it's Fender Fest. The best time ever to check out the greatest selection of Fender guitars in the world. Stratocaster, Telecaster, P-Bass, Jaguar, Jazzmaster, and more. Right now, purchase any qualifying Fender product and get up to a $100 promotional gift card. Own a legend. Fender Fest, now through July 27th, in-store and online, only at Guitar Center.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back and we're live and we're visiting with Don Jones, CEO, founder of theoldcarguys.com, telling us all about 1935 Harris Speedster 2. The owner got in contact with Don, and Don's been telling us this fascinating story. So tell us a little bit more about the design side and how some of the parts were actually taken from other vehicles of the day.
That's true, and I really don't want to get too much involved in where every part came from, because what I think we'll be doing is, as the owner allows us to be involved in the restoration of the car, we will probably go in and catalog different parts of the car. And then using the sources or resources of the old car guys, we'll locate those parts, either new or old stock, or we'll find parts that we can have rebuilt. We have people all over the country now that can do little things, for old cars. So the car, as I understand it, will be taken back pretty close, or as close to original as it could possibly be. But the brakes on the car came off of, I believe, a 1933 Chrysler. And they were 11-inch brakes, and they were probably the best brakes at the time to stop the car, even though the car only weighed about 1,600 pounds. It used seven different gauges in the cockpit, and those gauges came from Stuart Warner. The steering box was a racing side shaft Ross. Dana, I believe, built the power shafts for the wheels, and some of the parts were custom made. The front knuckles of the car were poured by Ben or his people, and most of the tubing that went in the car was, I believe, kind of a Shelby type of design. Used a Ford dome headlight that they were refitted to fit the body lines of the car, and just, other parts that I'm not too sure of, and therefore kind of reluctant to talk too much about until I get it for fact and research those parts numbers and other information that's out there.
That only makes sense, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the engine. I understand this is quite a power plant for its day. I know you can't tell us the whole deal, but tell us about some of the highlights.
Right, yeah. The engine itself, it was a custom-made V8, probably one of only two ever built. When I'm allowed to tell the story, I can pretty well tell you that it's going to knock your socks off on just how cool this engine was. It was, in fact, a flathead engine. It didn't put out that much horsepower stock, and at this time, I don't know how much more horsepower he was going to nurse out of it. Really, I'm kind of peeing and hawing a little bit because I'm starting to get over into that yellow zone that I've been told to stay away from. But, first thing, it was dual carburetors, dual ignition systems, and dual camshafts. I'm able to talk about the other stuff, you're going to say, what?
great.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you always want the audience to come back for more.
You're not kidding. And speaking of that, why don't you take a few moments here to tell our audience and myself more of this fascinating story, including how did this car end up in the current owner's hands?
Well, we're okay. Mr. Harris was a good friend of a fellow by the name of Dave Briggs. And Mr. Briggs was in the racing business as well as banking and some other things. And they had a pretty strong friendship. And Mr. Briggs somehow convinced Mr. Harris that that car belonged in his private museum down in Clarksville, Missouri. This was probably, probably got there in the early 60s. The unfortunate thing was that in 1964, in the summer, the museum was struck by lightning, burned the museum down, and destroyed some cars and severely damaged the Harris car. Mr. Briggs took the car basically to the family farm, put it behind the garage where it sat for 20-odd years until sometime in the 80s, where the farm went up for sale, and the current owner went down there look at the farm to buy it. Decided not to buy the farm, but found a very interesting whatever in the woods behind the garage. He had no idea what it was, but I guess he got some pictures of it, and the interest was there. He went back to his home state, and sometime later, probably a few years later, he came back and talked to the people that bought the farm, made arrangements to buy the vehicle, and then with a lot of trouble and a lot of slipping in the mud, he was able to get the vehicle out and on a trailer and get it up to a safe location. He was also able to find about 90 to 98% of all the other parts in or around where the car was parked. So I would imagine he probably had to use a metal detector to find some of the stuff. But the overwhelming majority of the car is there in storage. So even though we might not be able to use those parts will be templates or models for building the restoration parts. I have no idea what he paid for the car, and it was too polite to ask.
Uh-huh.
And we're kind of going from there. So the car is in northern Illinois. He's had it for about 28 years, maybe 30 years now. And, started researching it, back in the days where you didn't have the internet, and, came up with an awful lot of history on the car and the people that were involved in it.
Well, that's great, Don. So let's talk a little bit about, restoring the car. What is the plan right now for restoring the car?
He and I had talked about a plan, and I thought that we had come to a conclusion, but since 2 days ago, we're kind of back on hold with it. So hopefully, in the near future, I can tell you what his plan is going to be, but I can't really do it today. I can say that he has some other cars in his collection that he's asked us to be involved in selling. So some of those cards, if he did sell them, would probably be very close to the amount of money he would need to finance the restoration himself. So we'll help with him on finding new or usable parts. We'll be traveling to do some research in different museums and libraries around the country. We'll be working with a couple of our old friends here in St. Louis and down Atlanta, Georgia, to be able to document this on film if and when he allows us to do that.
Oh, it sounds like an absolutely fantastic car and an absolutely incredible restoration project and something that would make for a really cool TV shoot. I could see lots of folks here in North America and around the world wanting to learn all about the nuances of the restoration once it gets underway. So yep. We're going to have to follow this very closely.
Yep. Let me apologize to you, Bob, and to your audience. I'm not trying to game anybody or to trick anybody in becoming interested in the car. I'm just keeping my promises to a potential client on his privacy and his wishes. So when I'm allowed to, I'll be as candid as I possibly can with our audience, and of course, as always, with you.
Oh, thank you so much, Don, for your honesty and for telling us all about this fantastic vehicle. And you mentioned you've got some pictures up at theoldcarguys.com. And
right.
If anybody,
he also sent me a list of the different people that were involved in Mr. Harris's life and people that were involved in the orbit around the car. I put that up on Facebook about an hour ago. So if anybody kind of wants to see who all the players are, that's up there as well.
Yeah, there's some great names on that list, and folks should definitely do that. Check out the Old Car Guys on Facebook. And Don, give out your own telephone number real quick for us.
Yes, area code 314-306-7507. We're taking off. We'll be in Montana Tuesday through Sunday and down to Texas and then down to see you guys in Florida.
Sounds good. Okay. Thank you so much for a great hour. That will do it for this hour of the program. I'm Bob Lawn.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000. Dynavite helps them obtain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc. There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.